This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 352 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and my co-host here today, he's here for his final internship episode. I mean, as far as qualifying episode to become a full-time Action Movie Guys intern. Say hello to Scott, or Scott, you say hello to them and let them know where they can find you.
Hello, I am Scott, aka Jajoker underscore movies on Instagram. You can find me there or you can find me here. My one question is, when do I get a gold watch?
Good question. 200 episodes. Because I haven't even gotten a gold watch yet. And I've been here for 352 of them.
Damn. So
if you can guest on 200, you will get a shiny new gold watch.
Oh, hell yeah.
And of course, my co-host and partner in crime, Alex, he actually is getting a liver transplant currently. So he will be sending in his scores via satellite from the hospital. So just keep an ear out. You'll hear him pop up, give his scores, and then we will see what he says. Now, before we get into this one, let me give you a little background. Little movie today, Mel Gibson month, okay? We are continuing our journey through Mel's filmography. Now, we've done his franchise already, like Mad Max. We did Lethal Weapon. And now, these are all the one-offs. This week, we're doing a movie from 1999 called Payback. Now, I always got to ask. I know your answer already, but let the people know at home. Scott, had you heard of this movie before? And if so, what did you think of it on prior watches?
Yes, I have heard of this movie before. I actually saw this movie as a kid on TNT. So that's where I sparked my love for it. And this is a Tuna Mel movie that is not well known that I personally love.
Okay, so you love this movie.
Yes.
And this was a first time watch for me. I've never seen this. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I've heard of this movie since 1999. And I was only a teen. I was like 12 in 1999. But I know this movie. I know of its existence. I've just never watched it. And probably because growing up, I wasn't a big Mel Gibson like fan. Mm-hmm. His movies tend to be R-rated, so I couldn't even watch a lot of them.
Yeah.
Like you said, you watch it on TNT. Like, it would have to be something like that. Like, I didn't even see all the Lethal Weapons till I got older.
Yeah.
I didn't see all the Mad Maxes until we did those last year. So, you know, Mel Gibson, I love him now as an adult, but I was just, you know, still working my way through his filmography. So this was a first time watch. Now, we talked about if we should watch the regular or the director's cut. And initially, the consensus was theatrical because me and Alex didn't own it. And on Amazon, they had the theatrical. But then when I went to watch it today, they also had the director's cut. So I was like, okay, I just ran it by Scott. I said, Scott, which one are you watching? He said theatrical because it's superior. I said, let's just stick with that. We'll watch the theatrical. So that's what we're going to be reviewing. If you're listening to this and you've seen this movie, both versions, we will be covering the theatrical version. And I will be chiming in one thing. I did not watch director's cut. However, after watching the theatrical, I fast forwarded through the director's cut, like on 10 speed, just to look at the stills. And literally you could see the spot where, especially the third act, is like very different than this movie. And there's a couple other little changes as well. But I noticed that and I noticed something else. So we're going to get into this review. This is a movie you love. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get right into it now. Rotten Tomatoes scores, 56% critic. 56% critics and 69% audiences. So it is fresh with audiences. It's actually rotten with critics. Do you find these numbers surprising?
Remember when we did Get the Gringo and I said, what the fuck? Yeah, that was my answer to that. Yeah. I was like, what? How? I don't know. I think actually the critic score on the director's cut is 60. Like, it's right there at fresh. And I'm like, how?
Oh, it's higher?
Yeah, I think it's just a little bit higher enough to make it fresh.
Interesting. Okay, that's interesting. I think you might be right. No, I think you might be right. I think the director's cut in general is viewed as the better, just like from the internet.
Y'all smoking crack.
But from the crackhead internet out there. So anyway, let's get into it because this is a movie you love. This is a first time watch for me. I think it's a first time watch for Alex as well.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, lead. We got, of course, our boy, Melly Gibson as Porter, just Porter, doesn't even have any other names. What did you think?
Okay, so Porter, right? I'm watching this movie and I'm putting on the Action Movie Guy's goggles and I'm like, what do I do? He's a favorite. So I'm watching it and I'm thinking four, right? I'm thinking he's got to be a four, just kind of like Get the Gringo. But then he does things that push it. First off, his lines in this movie are great. He fucking, he saves the girl, kicks in the door, shoots the guy. And then she's like, oh, he's like, I forgot my cigarettes.
That's right.
And then like he does things like when he's got the guy on the ground and he gets the information from Val, he's like, you got a light on you? He's trying to smoke a cigarette. He's like, oh no. And he goes, what good are you? And he just puts the blanket over his head and shoots him through the face. And I was like, oh. And then like when he goes to, I think the first boss guy, Carter, and he's on the phone with him, he goes, well, give me the money or I'm going to kill Carter. And the guy's like, my money. And then he goes, no. And he just shoots him right there. And I'm like, yes. And then he goes to James Coburn, one of the funniest scenes in this movie, where he's coming back from vacation. He's got those alligator suit.
Oh yeah, the luggage.
Yeah, he's sitting there and he shoots a hole in it. He's like, Fairfax. He's like, I'm okay. He's just over here shooting holes in my alligator suit. Man, that's just mean, man. Yeah, he was a five. I love him. I think he's like a better version of this movie than what he is in Get the Gringo. Like, he's just so cool. He wins and he's ruthless. Like, and everything that he does is all set together so that he wins in the end. It's just a five for me. I think he's super badass and cool.
You know what? I hear you. All right, let's go to Alex really quick and hear what he thinks about Porter. Alex, what did you think?
This is what I think about freaking Porter as Mel Gibson. I loved him. I thought he was really good. He was funny. A lot of times sarcastic funny. I thought he was good. He was great in the action sequences. I like that he loves the hooker. Well, he fell in love with her, but he has this one thing. He has to get his $70,000, and that is his head is set on that goal. But I kind of like Mel Gibson in this, man. I think this role is for him, and I agree with Scott. I'm giving him a five. I like this character a lot. It's a revenge story. I love pissed off revenge guys, and this is what Mel Gibson is. So with that said, Scott said everything that I wanted to say. So yeah, man, I'm giving him a five.
Okay, for me, I hear what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And I don't disagree. And you know what? It's funny. Get the Gringo. It almost like could be a sequel to this movie.
Yes.
Like the character could literally be the same guy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because he's a criminal. So my thing with these movies are, and this is personal, this is where it gets into like personal taste. Mm-hmm. I love Mel Gibson's performance in this movie. I think he's awesome. I agree with everything you said. I love his line delivery. And he has a good, I'm not crazy with voiceovers, but I like his voice for voiceovers. I think we said this about the
Get the Gringo. Too. Yeah, like, he does that noir thing.
Same crap.
Yeah.
Yes. He has a great voiceover voice, like narration voice. Mm-hmm. And so I do like that. I'm not a crazy fan of voiceovers, depending, but for this, I liked it. It worked. The thing is, like Get the Gringo, I always have a hard time when the person's like a bad guy to like always all the way love. And like the guy's a bad guy. He's a criminal. He's a thief. Now, I do love I love that he just wants $70,000. I think that's hilarious. How every time they're like $130,000, he's like, no, I want $70,000. I don't want $130,000. And James Coburn is the best, by the way.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He's just like, what? That's even worse. What do you mean you don't want, like,
my suits cost more than that?
Yeah, this is weird. And also, every time I hear James Coburn, all I hear is Mr. Waternoose from Monsters, Inc.
Because oh, yeah.
That's how I knew him until I became an adult. So, yeah, I gave him a four. I gave him a four. There's just not enough meat. There's no backstory. There's literally the backstory is the flashback. He's with his wife, who's also bad. He's a criminal. He gets screwed over. Mm-hmm. But you don't really know much else about him. Again, he only has one name. You don't even know his first name. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing Porter's a last name. So yeah. Little details like that, I for me to fully be in and think it's the greatest, for me, it has to. But I get where you're coming from. I'm not really going to argue with you. I agree with everything you said. But for me, a four. For you, a five. Very good. Okay, now villain. Now we have a lot. Ultimately, so you have Val. He is the main antagonist for most of it. But then you also got guys like Arthur Stegman. And then you got Detective Hicks by Bill Duke. Mm-hmm. And you have Carter. And then you have Bronson. And then you have Mr. Waternoose. And there's a lot of bad guys in this movie. So what did you think of the villains?
Now, this is where the action movie guys' goggles really kicked in. As much as I love this, the villains, they ain't shit in this movie. I give them a two because... Wow. Yeah, it was hard to do. You're breaking my heart here, man. But but yeah, I mean, Val, he does. It's not a one, but it is a two because he does come up with a whole scheme to get his wife to betray him. They'll get all the money. She gets set up with heroin because he's a junkie and, you know, and shoots him in the back. But Val does not even shoot him. It's his wife. His wife shoots him. He doesn't even do the dirty work or anything. And then the rest of the guys, they have goons to do all their work for him. Like, I mean, was it Bronson or whoever? I was going to say Bronson is, I think he's the Chris Christopherson guy. He's just standing there while his villains are breaking his toes and everything like that. So it was a two. I mean, the villains don't really do much. It's all the goons. So it's a two.
Okay. And then Alex, what did you think of the villains in this movie?
All right. So again, I'm gonna agree with Scott. I don't think the villains here are really good. Billy Duke, I mean, they have great villains here, but not utilized very well. And, you know, for this story, it worked the way they were doing it, but it was just way too many henchmen. The main boss guy really doesn't do nothing to Mel Gibson. He has other people do his work. Yeah, I was kind of let down with the villains here because I thought we were going to have more villains and I thought the bad guy was going to get hit more in his hands dirty, but we didn't. So with that said, I'm going to give him a decent. I agree with Scott. I'm giving him a two. I didn't like him. There was so many of them, but there was like, you had Billy Dukes and he was a corrupt cop. So that kind of don't count as a villain. But then you got the syndicate / I don't know what the hell they were. They were in more into the story. Like, it was just weird. Like, the syndicate didn't work as well for me in the story as villains. But I mean, it is what it is. So it was mostly henchmen and this guy telling them what to do. But again, the guy who played him was Whisker, and that Whisker was telling everyone what to do. So with that said, yeah, I'm gonna give it a two for decent.
Okay, I'm gonna go a little opposite than you, Scott. I'm a little opposite than you, and I'm gonna tell you why. I gave them a four. I gave them a four. Now, I will say, true, goons, right? This is more about, like, so they're called the Outfit. Right. Mm-hmm. They're like a syndicate. Well, they used to be it's like a running joke. He keeps calling them the syndicate. And they're like, it's the Outfit now. Mm-hmm. Stop calling us the syndicate. Right. But the reason, the one thing these villains do right is I love the personality of the villains. Mm-hmm. Now, I think Val is the worst. I absolutely hate him. Hate him. He's so annoying. He's, you know, he's that fake tough guy. Because every time Mel Gibson's in his face, he's a punk. But when he goes to the restaurant, he wants to fight that old man in the booth. Like, what are you looking at? What are you looking at? Mm-hmm. And he beats women. Like, he does all the stuff that a punk does.
Yeah.
However, I think that's the desired effect, is for you to absolutely hate this guy. Mm-hmm. But everyone else, like William Devane's character, mm-hmm. he's, I think, Carter. I liked him. Mm-hmm. I thought Carter was fun. I thought he had a lot of good funny lines. Mm-hmm. I thought freaking Mr. Water. I'm just going to keep calling him Mr. Water News. Mr. Water News. Incredible. Like, James Coburn, he's not in a lot. He's in like two scenes, really, but he makes a great impact even in those two little scenes. And it's more so like humorous. Mm-hmm. But it worked. I liked him. Chris Christopherson. I wouldn't mess with Chris Christopherson. No. Crimson Blade. I ain't messing with Chris Christopherson. He's an old, grizzled, angry man. When he takes his kid and, you know, what he has the goons do to him is gross, like hammering his bare feet. They don't even show it.
Starting to look like roast beef.
Yeah, I hate that. That's such a disgusting description of angled toes. So I hate that. But yeah, I liked it. And again, I think Stegman was funny. Mm-hmm. He was like a little dweeb. He'll do. Always great as like the crooked cops. You know, uh-huh. He keeps, like, the whole movie's trying to find which boat he wants to buy. Mm-hmm. So my four is more so because I got entertainment from them, mm-hmm. than them being like traditionally like intimidating or scary villains. Mm-hmm. But so I agree with what you said, but for me, they added an entertainment factor.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So there, I gave him a four. Two from you. All right. This is where I really want to see where you're going to go. Let's go to the action scenes. Scott, what did you think?
All right. Action scenes. Well, to be completely honest, as much as I love this movie, I gave it a three. I gave it a three for good. Definitely not a four, definitely not a five. It's got, because a lot of it is just him building up what he's going to do and setting his plan and playing along with everybody. Like, he's got to get rid of the dirty cops. He's got to get rid of Stegman. He's got to get rid of, you know, he's got to climb the syndicate ladder to get to his damn money where he wants to be. But you don't get anything really until the very end of the movie when, I mean, the only shootout you get is with Lucy Liu and the Asian gang where he's driving, he goes under the car and bam, 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 bam. He's shooting all them. And then you get the bomb exploding at the end. I fucking love that part. That's the best part. It's I'm so happy they rewrote that like that. He just climbs right. I'm going to save that for story. It was a three for me. It was good with the story, But as far as if you're rating it as an action movie, it ain't got very much.
Fair enough. All right, Alex, what did you think of the action?
All right, guys. So when it comes to action, I'm going to be really honest. I was torn with here. It didn't have much, but you had explosions. You had Mel Gibson breaking in through the door to save his girlfriend. You had Mel Gibson getting slamming his car into the limousine to take the money. You got him getting betrayed, getting shot in the back. There was a lot of moments. See, this movie was more, it's kind of weird, right? It's like a noir slash suspense. Like, I don't know what you want to call this because this is a weird film, but I kind of like the action in this movie. I'm going to go 1 point higher than Scott. I know Scott gave it a 3. I'm going to give it a 4. I think it had great action for me. I think it fit perfect in this movie. So yeah, man, that one, well, that scene, him breaking into the door to save the girlfriend, I thought that was cool. Oh, and then the explosion at the end, thought that was pretty cool how they set all that up. So yeah, with that said, I'm going to give it a 4.
All right. For me, it's true. This is the action. There is action. So, you know, the call, because we went on IMDb and we're like, let me make sure this even qualifies. And it does. It says action, crime, thriller, whatever. If it has action in it, there is some action in it. Mm-hmm. That's what there is. There's some action. I think the shootout is cool. The one with Lucy Liu in the van. I don't understand it in the sense of the story. Like,
yeah,
it just kind of comes out of nowhere, especially because she seemed to like him earlier in the movie. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I like this guy. And all of a sudden they come and want to shoot everybody. But we'll save that for storyline. But it is a cool shot. I love the way, like, he's standing behind the van, like, two guns. Mm-hmm. It reminded me of like a video game, honestly, like a Max Payne game or something. And then he's under the van. They're like, where is he? And he's shooting from underneath and all that. That was cool. I enjoyed that. Other than that, all you get is some light gunshots here and there. You get a little bit of torture. You get an exploding car.
You get the robbery cool at the very beginning when they go.
Yeah, there's a car crash. Mm-hmm. There's a head-on car crash. And then there's an exploding apartment, which explosions are always good. I love explosions. Action movies, explosions. Perfect. But I gave it a 2. I just think there's not enough. What's there is executed well. I could see a 3. I definitely agree with you. It ain't a 4 or a 5. But for me, I just wanted a little, like, if this just had a touch more, a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't think it hurt. Don't get me wrong. It does not hurt the movie that it doesn't have a ton. But for a higher score, I just wish there was like a little bit more. But anyway, that's okay. All right, let's get to the meat and potatoes here of the movie as a whole, the storyline. Scott, go ahead.
Okay, storyline. I hate to do it, but I gave it a 3. Oh, I gave it a 3 for good. But there are things when I went back to rewatch it that I was like, I really got to, you know, analyze this movie instead of sit back and just be like, oh, I love it.
I love Mel Gibson. Tuna Mel.
Yeah, Tuna Mel. Oh, smoke your cigarettes, say your lines. But yeah, no, so I 3 for good. Now, I do have one of my biggest questions when it comes to story. So at the beginning, he's shot, he's on the ground, and he's like, you know, for people in my line of work, it's hard to get quality healthcare. So I'm like, okay, who the fuck brought you to that guy? You were lying dead in the parking lot. That's true. My biggest question. Yeah, that was one of my biggest questions. I'm like, if somebody just found you laying out dying, they would take you to the regular hospital if they're a regular person. How did you end up on that guy's table and he's pulling the bullets out of you? That, and I do like with the Lucy Liu thing, like, where did that come from? Why does she care about this so much? I mean, maybe she was offended when she's like, hey, I got extra time. He goes, so boil an egg. Like, yeah. Yeah, like, so yeah. I gave it a 3. I do really, really, but the best part of the story, it tickles my pickle every time. He crawls through the car, he's got smashed toes, and the bomb is right there from earlier in the movie, and he's just ring, 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 and he's like, hello? And he's like, I told you not to trust me, and then
yeah.
Oh, love it, love it, love it, love it, but I had to be realistic, so it's a 3.
Oof, a 3. Okay, very good. Alex, what did you think of the storyline here?
All right, guys. So storyline, I'm going to give it a 4. I think this storyline is great. I love a great revenge story. I thought it actually made sense to me. I had fun with it. I thought Mel Gibson portrayed the character very well. I thought the villains did their part. I love the comedic tone / noir of the film. I enjoyed the amount of action it had. So for me in storyline, I think it gave me everything I needed to enjoy the film. So with that, I did not see the director's cut. I want to check out the director's cut because I want to see the difference between the two. But for right now, I think that the theatrical cut or whatever version, the regular cut this is, I like it a lot and I had fun with it. I thought the storyline engaged me. I was from beginning to end on the edge of my seat. So I'm going to give it a 4. I thought it was great.
All right. I love movies like this. The sort of twisty, crime thriller. This reminded me in a way of a movie called, you ever seen the movie Lucky Number 11 with Josh Hartnett?
No, I have not.
Okay. I think you would love it. Just knowing you, I think you would love it. So maybe look and add it to your Amazon cart. Lucky Number 11, Josh Hartnett, Lucy Liu is in that one too.
Oh, damn.
Morgan Freeman, Stanley Tucci, Bruce Willis. Great cast. It's like a heist type, but it's like this, where there's like, as the movie goes on, there's like a lot of twists and you're meeting new characters and seeing how they all kind of fit into the story. Where this movie frustrated me a little bit is, like you mentioned, it's the convenience stuff. I don't like conveniences. Mm. So you're right. You get shot in the back. You can't even move. You're like literally left for dead. Got the bullets taken out. How? Where? Just happened. Okay, cool. And then also you have the Lucy Liu thing bugged me, because literally they're there. He's in trouble. The guy got a shotgun pointed at him. Whoop, here comes a van out of nowhere. Chinese gang, and they know where they are. And they're like, hey, and then you start shooting at them. I'm like, okay. So the movie bails him out a few times by no doing of his own. I like it better when the main character sort of has all the plans executed for what they're going to do. Whereas here, he had a plan, but when things go awry, he just gets lucky. The internal affair cops.
Yeah.
Just show up outside. They know those guys are parked there. When did he, like, what is going on here? So those sort of things kind of irk me, but on the whole, I really like, I think it's a lot of fun. I think again, the villains were fun. They're really annoying. I love a good revenge plot. You know, and again, the whole thing with him just wanting his 70,000 the whole time is, it cracked me up. I thought it was very good. So I agree with you. I gave it a 3. This could have been a 4. It could have been a 5, honestly, but those little conveniences here and there was just like, well, why did they go that route with that decision? Could have been different for sure. Okay, let's get to the overall, which is the complaint that I have is going to go here in the overall part of it. So Scott, what do you think of this movie as a whole?
So I know I gave it some unloving scores. And I'm sorry, movie. I love you. But overall, just because in general, this is my opinion and I can take the action movie guy's glasses off for a second, it's a 5. I love this movie. It's something that I don't rewatch it like every year or something like that, but I keep it on the shelf and I pop it in every couple of years or something like that, just for a refresher on it. It's one of those R-rated TNT movies I saw as a kid. And I was like, man, Mel Gibson's so fucking cool. I was sitting there just with my McDonald's French fries, pretending to smoke a cigarette and carry a fucking revolver as a kid. I was, so cool. Yeah, but it was a 5. I love this movie, regardless of the problems with it. It's still a great, fun watch for me. So it's a 5.
Ain't that always how, when there's a movie you love, you can forgive the shortcomings, even if you can acknowledge them. So, okay, a 5. Very good. Alex, what do you give it on overall?
All right, so I was scratching my head here on the overall, but I got to say it's a 4 for me, man. It's a great film. I love it. So far, Mel Gibson's month of watch of all these, some was new for me. I kind of liked them all, man. From Bird on the Wire, Payback was awesome. Get the Gringo, I enjoyed a lot. And I know next week we're doing Conspiracy Theory. Never seen that one. So with that said, man, I think this movie gave everything that I wanted in a movie. I got noir version where my man Mel Gibson is doing the voiceover. I love that. We have sarcastic comedy that he does great on. He does great action. I love the revenge story. So it has everything in a package for me. So I definitely can't wait to see the director's cut. So I'm going to check it out this weekend. And again, I want to thank Scott for sending me the link for this movie from the Amazon UK or something, because I got this for like $12 and it looked fantastic on Blu-ray. So with that said, I'm giving this a 4. A great.
Okay. For me, I gave it a 4. I really liked it. I thought this movie was good. I enjoyed it. Again, I like the cast a lot. I think everybody played their roles really well. Kris Kristofferson, even though it's a small role, love that guy. James Coburn, love that guy. Everybody, except Val, that guy was the worst. I actually hate that guy. But everyone else, I love Bill Duke. Love him. Mel Gibson. Oh, Maria Bello. Love her. She's great in almost everything she's in too. So I really like the cast. I liked Mel Gibson a lot in this. I loved his performance. I liked the storyline overall. Here's what I hated about this movie.
All right.
And this is something that I double checked and the director's cut does not do. And it's actually better in this regard. This freaking movie is blue. The entire movie is blue. It has this blue filter on it. I absolutely hate it. The director's cut has proper coloring where people look like normal. Skin tones are normal. Buildings are... I do not like blue filters on movies. Mm. Underworld, all the movies are blue. Mm-hmm. This movie, it just looks... It's blue the whole time. And it bugged me because I was watching it. I'm like, okay, this is the look they're going for. Fine. That's fine. That's the director's choice. You can do whatever you want. You want to put a blue filter on? Go ahead. Mm-hmm. But then I watched the straight up cut and fast forward. But when I put it on right away, different colors, there's colors everywhere. And I'm like, if this movie looked like, I mean, it'd still be a 4, but I'd like it better. I'd be like, I don't know. I hate blue movies. So that is a personal nitpick, but I absolutely hate movies when they do that with that blue filter, everything mm-hmm. cold looking and not a fan at all. And I wish the director's cut, I wish they just applied that color timing to this version mm-hmm. and then it would be superior. I'd even go 4. I might even go 4.5 just mm-hmm. for not bothering my eyes. But anyway, that was the thing I said in our group chat. Where I was like, there's something I hate. And it was
I was blue. Why is dying blue? To know what you hated. But because I was like, if I'm like, man, I'm not crazy. I know Alex. I know Nate well. I was like, if they like get the gringo, then I mean, Payback should be a piece of cake for them. But yeah, another thing is if they're going for like the noir look, maybe that's why they did it. But I was also thinking, I was like, Kino would be really good to do like a 4K for this. And they could also do like a black and white version if they're trying to go all noir with it.
I will say this at this point, with the way this movie looks, just go black and white. Yeah. Just make it black and white. Yeah. Make it. I'm cool with black and white. Mm-hmm. I don't like blue. Like mm-hmm. I just, that is a look that I've never liked, and it bugs me. It always looks like it's not, even when it's daytime, it's not very bright because it has this blue tinge to the whole thing, and mm-hmm. the colors don't really pop the way they should because everything is blue filtered. Like Mel Gibson has these crazy blue eyes, like the bluest eyes you ever saw, mm-hmm. but they don't look as awesome when everything else is also blue. You know what I mean? So, and people might, if they've never seen this and they're listening to us now and then they go watch it, they might be like, this ain't that blue, but it is. Watch, put on the director's cut like for 5 minutes right after and just see the difference. But anyway, that was what I hated. I was like, oh, this is bothering me so bad. But other than that, very good movie. I enjoyed it. Would definitely watch again. Scott, what is your total points for this one?
My total points is 18 out of a 25.
18 out of 25. Alex, what is your total points?
Well, my total points is 19 out of a 25.
Okay, I have a 17. So we're close again. I got a double 17s this week. Both movies with the same score, but the categories were all different. So yeah, this was Mel Gibson month so far has been bearing fruit. I think they're not one we didn't like. Yeah, Get the Gringo was good. Bird on a Wire was like surprisingly fun. This movie was good. So pretty good. Now, here's what we got coming up. Next week, we will be wrapping up Hobbit trilogy with the Hobbit Battle of the Five Armies. And the name has battle in it. So maybe this is where the action rises to the top. We'll find out. And then we are wrapping up Mel Gibson month. It's our last Tuesday in the month of April. There was 5. So we had 5 movies. We're going to be doing a little conspiracy theory starring Mel Gibson, Julia Roberts, directed by Richard Donner. Scott, have you ever seen that movie, Conspiracy Theory?
I have not.
Mm-mm. There you go. So maybe check it out at home. And when the podcast episode comes out, you could score along with us. If any of you guys haven't seen any of the movies, that's why we always like to let you know at the end of the episode what's coming up. That way you get time to watch them and then score along with us. And then you won't be spoiled because we do spoilers here. So you'll be less spoiled when you actually watch it. And then after that, we will be announcing our next franchise and our next other movie month. So anyway, I am your host, Nate. Scott was my co-host. Again, you can find him at JoJokers_movies, right? Is that correct?
Yes, JoJokers_movies, yeah.
_movies on Instagram. He posts movie review, little short reviews and hauls and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Give him a follow there. And of course, I'm going to go ahead and let Alex take us home.
All right, guys, you guys want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called NateFlix Movie Reviews. Nate goes live every other Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern on his Instagram account, NateFlixReviews. Anything AMG podcast, you can follow us on Instagram at GeeksAndFlix. And of course, we are on YouTube. So you can go to www.youtube.com/@ActionMovieGuys. Subscribe there if you're not. Other than that, man, be awesome to each other and geek out.